as we closed the last section of 1 Kings, we saw how the legacy of the kings of Israel was total corruption, but the legacy of the kings of Judah was big and small compromises. And I made a comment that I want to remind you about. Remember Arthur Hope of the UESI used to say, we get and forget. So it's good to be reminded. Peter says that in his epistle as well. Reminder is always good for the saints. I made a comment that all of us have some compromise in our lives. There's not a single one of us that doesn't compromise. Hopefully one day we will get rid of all compromises. Hopefully right now we're working on trying hard not to compromise. I'm not calling it sin, I'm calling it compromise. And compromise is not necessarily those kind of terrible sins that we love calling sin. Compromises are those small sins. And our children notice it. And they grow up on our compromises. We saw in the book of Kings, and we'll continue to see it, that the kings of Judah, and I hope you realize the kings of Judah trace the line of Jesus. From generation to generation, the kings kept up with the compromises. And words like yet, they would turn to God, and it would even record for us, scripture records for us, that they were wholehearted in following God. Yet, there was this compromise. Sometimes big, sometimes small. What we're going to see in the first opening chapter of 2 Kings is that defiant unwillingness to trust in God. And I'm making another comment. Last week's comment was that all of us have compromises. The problem with those compromises is we tolerate them.